Baba?
I don't want to sound like a slacker, Captain, but not unless it's an order. He wants to kill me. Crazy as he's gotten, he might try it with you standing right there watching.
I'll get somebody else.
I'll do it, Swan said. Mather jumped him. It's not your no never mind, Willow. Yes, it is. I gotta find out something about myself, Cordy. I wasn't no help when we went after Shadow Spinner. I froze up. I want to see if there's something wrong with me. Mogaba is the guy to show me. He's about as spooky as a Shadow Master. Damn poor thinking, Willow. I never did have any sense. I'll go, Captain. When you want to do it. Croker glanced around.
Anything going on, Blade? Any reason we shouldn't walk over and take a look? Send Swan?
No.
Chapter 68. Life is full of surprises. I don't mind the little ones. They add spice. It's the big ones that get me. I stumbled into a parade of big ones at my new fortress. The first thing they did was arrest all three of us and shove us into a cell. Nobody bothered to explain. Nobody said anything. They seemed surprised I did not go berserk. We sat in gloom and waited. I was afraid Smoke had won his point at last and had turned the Prabhrin Dra Dra against me. Narayan said maybe I'd missed a few priests, and this was all their fault. We did not talk much. We used only sign and cant when we did. No telling who was listening. 3 hours after we went into the cell, the door opened. The Radisha Dra strode in, backed by a squad of her guards. It got crowded in there. She glared at me.
Who are you?
What kind of question is that? Lady, captain of the Black Company. Who should I be?
She even takes a deep breath. Kill her.
The Radisha wheeled on Ram.
You! Stand up!
Faithful Ram might not have heard. He looked to me. I nodded. Then he stood. The Radisha grabbed a torch from a guard, held it close to Ram, circled him slowly. She sniffed and sniffed. After her third circuit, she relaxed.
Sit. You're who you're supposed to be, but the woman, who is she?
That seemed a little too tough for Ram. He had to think about it. He looked at me again. I nodded. He said,
She told you.
She looked at me.
Can you prove your lady?
Can you prove you're the Radisha Dra?
I have no need. No one is masquerading as me.
I got it. That bitch! She never was short on nerve. Walked in here and took over, eh? What did she do? The Radisha considered some more.
We have the right one this time. Guards, you may go.
They went. The Radisha said,
She didn't do much. Mostly played up to my brother. She wasn't here that long. Then somebody called the Howler knocked her out and carried her off, thinking she was you, Croker said.
Ha! Serves the bitch. Who said?
Croker, your captain. She brought him with her, disguised as that one.
She indicated Ram. Some sort of impenetrable membrane lay between my ears and my heart. Very carefully, before it broke, I asked, Did Howler take him, too? Where is he?
He and my brother went to find you, disguised.